Luke 8:15. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. Understanding. This verse concludes the explanation of the parable of the sower, emphasizing the conditions of a receptive heart that enable the word of God to take root, grow, and produce a fruitful life. Examples. Good application. Receptive and obedient heart. A person with a noble and good heart, represented by the good soil, hears the word of God, internalizes it, and allows it to influence their actions and character. Such an individual perseveres in faith, producing spiritual fruit in the form of love, kindness, and righteous living. Bad application. Shallow commitment. On the contrary, someone might initially receive the word with joy, but lack depth and perseverance. When faced with challenges or worldly distractions, this person's commitment wavers, leading to a lack of spiritual growth and fruitfulness. Conclusions. Conditions of a receptive heart. The verse outlines the conditions necessary for the word of God to take root in a person's life. A noble and good heart is characterized by receptivity, understanding, and a commitment to persevering in the face of challenges, hearing and retaining the word. Good soil represents those who not only hear the word but also retain it. This retention involves a depth of understanding, internalization of truths, and a willingness to let the word shape one's thoughts, attitudes, and actions. Perseverance and fruitfulness. Perseverance is a key aspect of a receptive heart. The ability to withstand challenges, temptations, and trials demonstrates the depth and sincerity of one's commitment to living according to God's word. The result is a life that bears fruit, reflecting the transformative power of the word. Guarding against superficial faith. The bad application serves as a caution against superficial or temporary faith. It warns against those who may initially respond positively to the word, but lack the depth and endurance needed for lasting spiritual growth. Encouragement for spiritual formation. Luke 8:15 encourages believers to cultivate a heart that is receptive to God's word. It serves as an invitation to engage in spiritual disciplines, deepening understanding, and fostering perseverance in the Christian journey. In conclusion, Luke 8:15 teaches about the conditions of a receptive heart that allow the word of God to take root and produce a fruitful life. It provides insights into the importance of internalizing the word, persevering in faith, and guarding against superficial commitment. The verse actively guides believers to cultivate a noble and good heart, ensuring a life that bears the fruit of God's transformative work.